And we'll be talking about Stephen again tonight. Last week we talked about Stephen and what he was full of. He was full of faith. He was full of the Holy Ghost. He's full of wisdom, full of the power of God and what God had did on his life. And I don't know about you, but boy, it just does something for me. Tonight I want to preach just a little title tonight and tell them. Tell them the truth. Tell them to turn around. That's what he did here. He told them the truth. He just come right out. He told them the truth. And that's what we need to do tonight. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn to Acts chapter number 7 and verse number 51. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. Acts chapter number 7, and we'll begin reading in verse number 51. The Bible says, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did. So do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before the coming of the just one, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the dispensation of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I just love you and I thank you for this night. I thank you that you first loved me, Father. And I thank you tonight that we can come into your house tonight and lift up prayer requests all over this room tonight. Lord, the ones that's lost loved ones this week, we ask you to comfort them. The ones that have sickness, we ask that you show compassion on them. Lord God, I pray for the ones that are here tonight, Father. I lift them up to you tonight, Father. Lord, I pray you give them a double-fold blessing tonight. Lord, the ones that couldn't come, I pray that same blessing on them tonight. Lord, I pray that we just always tell the truth and do what you've called us to do, Father. Lord, I love you and I thank you tonight for this word. I thank you for Brother Stephen tonight as he preached the word here in the Bible. And Lord, I pray right now that you be with us as a church. Be with all the Awana leaders tonight as they're in the classrooms. Be with them as they teach them kids tonight, Lord God. If one of them little ones come under conviction tonight, I pray tonight they get saved. I pray they be able to show them exactly the way to go tonight, Father. Lord, if there's one in my class tonight that get under conviction and need to be saved, Lord, I'd pray tonight that you'd move on them. We'd show them how to be saved tonight. Father, I love you. I thank you. I thank you for the salvations Sunday morning. And I thank you for the rededications. I thank you for the young man that was called to preach. Lord God, I've ate on that all week long, Father, the service that we had Sunday morning. Lord God, I don't want to get used to them services. I want to beg for them. Lord God, I want to see them come. I want to see you move in a mighty way. And Lord, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for the cross and I thank you for Calvary. And I thank you so much for the blood of Jesus Christ. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight as we come tonight telling the truth to turn around. As we come tonight, I want to look tonight at Stephen, a man full of the Holy Ghost tonight. That's what he did. He stood up for the truth and tried to show the priest. If you go back to Acts chapter number 7 and verse number 1, here's what he said. He said, and then said the high priest, are these things so? And he said, men, brethren, and fathers, hearken. He said, I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen. Now, they knew everything. They knew what they needed to be doing, but they just wouldn't do it. And here's what he said. He said that Jesus is the Messiah. They didn't want to believe that Jesus had came and he was the Messiah and that he arose again from the grave. You had the Pharisees, the Sadducees. You had the priests. You had crooked people. You had people that were in the synagogues. And they didn't want to believe that Jesus was the Son of God. Hey, but I got good news. It doesn't matter what I believe and it doesn't matter what you believe. Jesus is the Son of God. Amen? Hey, it doesn't matter what I believe or you believe tonight. It doesn't change who he is tonight. tonight. He is the Son of God. And tonight I want to look in verse 51 down. Why tell them the truth? Why tell them to turn around? Why did he tell them that this? Why in the world that we live in right now, why do we tell people the truth? Why do we tell them that Jesus is the way tonight? Because some people believe that there is many ways to God. Tonight the Bible clearly teaches us that there's only one way to God tonight, and that's through the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And tonight, let's look at this tonight. I want to look at why tell them the truth. And I want you to look tonight in verse number 51, if you will. Number one tonight, I got two things tonight why tell them the truth and why Stephen did that. Number one tonight is because Stephen was a messenger of God. Stephen was a messenger of God. He was sent by God. Tonight, that messenger that he was a chosen messenger. Now, when he got chosen, when he was saved, God convicted him and he gave his life to the Lord. But I want you to get this, when he got into that, when he was saved, God chose him to do a work. Can I say to you that when you get saved, God has chosen everybody in this building for a specific work. You've been chosen tonight to share the plan of salvation and to share the truth everywhere we go. Look with me tonight, if you will, in Acts chapter number 6 and verse number 5. Stephen was a messenger of God. And in Acts chapter number 6 and verse number 5, the Bible says, and this is being that chosen messenger tonight. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. That's who they chose to go out. That's who God chose amongst them to go out and be a messenger of God. But I see not only was he a chosen messenger, but he was a courageous messenger. You say, preacher, how do you know he was courageous? After he goes from Acts chapter number 7, and he goes from verse number 1 over to 51, he's talking about Moses, and he's talking about Joseph, and he's talking about Solomon and how they rejected all them and how they persecuted the prophets. And then he comes right out after they're not listening and they're not paying attention, and the first thing he says is, you stiff-necked. Now, I want you to know, to be a preacher and you're looking at a congregation, and the first thing he says is, hey, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in your ear and in your heart. He's getting their attention. Can I get an amen? Hey, he's getting their attention right where it needed to be. If he's going to come out and use that, he must be a messenger sent from God. For a man to stand behind the sacred desk and to preach the truth of God's word and not sugarcoat it and stand on the Bible, he must be sent from God. There's a lot of men, I truly believe, that stand behind the sacred desk that may not be called of God. But I want you to know tonight, for a man to stand and say, I want to tell you the truth, you must turn around. Don't you get confused that everybody that says that they're of God, that don't mean that they're a messenger from God. Can I get an amen? Hey, if it don't line up with this book, they ain't from God. And tonight, number one, he was a chosen messenger. Number two, he was a courageous messenger, because he was full of that Holy Ghost. I want you to know, I see men and I see women all the time be full of the Holy Ghost. And I see it all the time in the life that I live. And the other night, I keep going back to this, when we go to broken lives, I see men that stand that don't say a lot around the church here, but I know they're men of God. And I see them stand over there and I see them anointed with the Holy Ghost. And they preach, thus saith the Word of God. And you say, preacher, how do you know that they're men of God? The way they stand, they square them shoulders back and they preach that old blessed book. They don't back down, they don't squat down, and they don't get out, but they preach that blessed book. They don't care who they offend, because they don't want to offend God. They want to tell that truth. And when Stephen got here, he had something he had to tell, and it was the truth. And he got courageous because he was full of the Holy Ghost. I want you to know tonight, Stephen was a messenger. He told him, he said, I want you to turn it around. And tonight, he was a chosen messenger. He was a courageous messenger. But tonight, he was a confident messenger in what he was preaching. Turn with me, if you will, tonight to John chapter number 1 and verse number 11 tonight. You say, preacher, how do you know a messenger from God? How do you know tonight that he has that confidence and he has that courageous about him tonight and that courage? Look with me tonight, if you will, in John chapter number 1 and verse number 11 tonight through 13. Here's what the Bible says, that when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, he puts something on you. Amen? Hey, I can't explain what he puts on you. He just puts it on you. Amen. Hey, I'll never forget, we was in here and we was trying to mic up during COVID. And me and Brandy and some of the other men, some men in the church come and we was going to mic up and we was going to get ready. And I was standing here and I was talking like this right here. And I was just talking real normal. And Brother Brian said, start preaching. I said, I can't. He said, start doing it. I said, I can't do what I do unless I'm doing what I do. You know, I mean, I just can't just get in that mode. It's when I stand behind that sacred desk, when I get talking about Jesus Christ. He said, well, I can't get you monitored in because you're talking too low. I can't get you said. You know what? Tonight, when the power of God comes on a man, there ought to be a change in his speech. There ought to be a change in his walk. There ought to be a change in his talk. There ought to be a change all the way in his life. Look what he says tonight in John 1 in verse number 11. But he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Exactly what Stephen's telling them. He came to you and you received him not. But as many as received him. Tonight, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, to them, listen to this tonight, to them gave he power. He's giving you power tonight. You have got power tonight. To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood. Just listen to that. You're not, the spirit that's on you tonight is not born, listen, it's not born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. That spirit that's on you tonight is of God tonight. That lives inside of you tonight, it's of God tonight. And he says tonight, as we go back to our text, number one, Stephen was a messenger of God. He told him, he said, I want you to turn around, but I want you to get this tonight. Not only is he a messenger, and he says, I want you to turn around. I want you to go in the right direction. I want you to do this. And he got stoned for that. But listen to this tonight. Not only did he say that he was a messenger from God, but I want to look at the message that Stephen had. Stephen had a message from God. Tonight, I thank God for the message that he sends, don't you? Look at this tonight in the text, if you will, in verse 51. I want to show you tonight the message that he preached. He says in verse 51, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and in ears. What did that mean? They did not want to hear the word of God. They did not want to hear what God was teaching. They didn't want to hear what God was sending their way. Do you know how many people sit Sunday in, Sunday out, and they hear the word, but they don't hear it? They hear the preacher, but they don't hear it. They hear the word of God, but they don't hear it. Why? Because they don't want to hear it. Because when they do, they're going to have to turn. They're going to have to change and do things a different way. Look what he says. You do always. He had a message, number one, a message of resistance. They resisted the Holy Ghost. They didn't want the Holy Ghost. They didn't want it because you know why? It changes things. The Holy Spirit of God, it changes things. Look what he says. And you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. He said this, that was a message of resistance. And here's what the message he had to them when he told them to turn around. He said, you're resisting the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is trying to tell you something. The Holy Ghost is trying to straighten you out. The Holy Ghost is trying to line you up, but you're resisting him. And there's been times in my life, and I'm sure I can get amens all over this place, where you've resisted the Holy Ghost. You knew what he told you to do, but you resisted it. You wanted to go against it. And he told them tonight, he said, I want you to know I have a message tonight to preach to you. And number one, that message is a message of resistance tonight. But look at this in verse 52. Not only did he say it was a message of resistance, but he said it's a message to be remembered, a message of remembrance. He said, I want to take you back, and I want you to understand, not only are you resisting the Holy Ghost, but you're also persecuting the prophets just like your fathers did. You're persecuting. And look at this tonight in verse 52. A message of resistance, but a message of remembrance. He said, I want you to remember what you're doing. Look what he says tonight. And can I say to you tonight, there's going to be a lot of preachers persecuted for preaching the word of God in the years to come. They are. The Pope said today that, and I don't want to go into it, but I don't know if you've seen it or not, but the Pope said today, and I don't know all my facts on this, so I shouldn't even say it. You just go home and read it. I don't want to read it more. You just go home and read it. Anyway, let me go on with that. I don't want to go somewhere. Excuse me. Forgive me, Father, for going somewhere I ain't supposed to go. Number one, he had a message of resistance. Number two, he had a message of remembrance. Look at this. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? He said, here's what Paul said. Here's what Stephen said. He said, which one out of all of these, out of every one of these prophets that has ever come, which one did you not persecute? Which one did your fathers not persecute? He said, every one of them, they didn't listen to them. They didn't follow them. Not near one of them. They come, they prophesied. They told you what was going to happen. They told you the Messiah was coming. They told you he would save people, and you resisted him the whole time. You resisted the Holy Ghost, and you persecuted persecuted the prophets. He had a message of resistance. He had a message of remembrance, but also a message of rebellion. Look at this tonight. I want you to look at this. Which of the prophets have you, your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the just one? Look at this. He said they were showing you of you of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the dispensation of angels. He said, you have received the law. You got the law. You want to live by the law. You want to judge everybody by the law, but you're not living by the law. And he said, Jesus has come to fulfill that law, to give you peace and to give you rest. You know what to do? Here's that message of rebellion. You know what to do, but you won't do it. That's what he told him here. He said, you know what to do, but you won't do it. He said, turn around. Don't get caught up in this. But he didn't leave them there. And this is where they got mad. This is where they got mad when he told them the truth and told them to turn around. And this is where they got upset. Not only did he have a message of resistance, not only did he have a message of remembrance about the prophets, not only did he have a message of rebellion, but he had a message of repentance. He told them that they must repent, that they must get right. He told them exactly what they needed to do in their life. Did you know tonight, and I want to share this with you, four places in the Word of God tonight, that God wants every person that's ever had breath pumped in their lungs, He wants them to repent. He does. All the way through, He wants you to repent. That's what Stephen was trying to tell him. He went out preaching the truth, wanting repentance. He wanted them to get right. He wanted them to get right. But instead of getting right, you know what they did? They stopped their ears up. They stopped their ears up. They got a hard heart, and they got mad, and they went along, they stoned Him. And tonight, I want to look at this tonight. At four ways in the Bible tonight, we see that God Himself says, turn it around. I want you to jot these four places down, and I want you to look tonight at being able to turn it around. When the preacher gets preaching, the man of God gets talking about it, he brings that message, and that message comes from God, it'll always be a message of repentance to turn around before it's eternally too late. Look with me tonight to 2 Peter 3:9. I want to show you tonight that God wants us to turn it around. Can I say to you tonight that God wants America to turn it around? God wants the world to turn it around. He wants all of us to turn it around and turn unto Him tonight. 2 Peter tonight. I want to show you this tonight. 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 9, if you'll turn with me there tonight. 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 9 tonight. I told you that he had a message of repentance, and that message of repentance comes from God. Here's what he said. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward usward, not willing that any should perish. He's not willing that any should perish. When Stephen went to tell him, he told him, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all, that's everybody, that all come to repentance. What is repentance tonight? Repentance is this. Repentance is not sorry that you got caught. Repentance is not, I'm sorry, and I go back out and do it again. Repentance is when you turn. There's a turn. There's a change. You repented. Lord God, I am sorry for what I'm doing. I'm sorry for the way I'm living. I'm sorry for being rebellious. I'm sorry for being resenting the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry for this tonight. And when you do that in your life tonight, I want you to get this tonight. When you repent, there'll be a change in your life. And that's how God has set up for us to have that relationship with Him through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's by repentance tonight that we have fellowship with Him tonight. By that blood of Jesus Christ. You know, a man has to repent before he can be saved. That's what it says. You say, what are you talking? Listen, repentance, true Holy Ghost repentance in their life. True repentance in their life. When little Jenna come to this altar Sunday morning and she knelt down there, she said, I want Jesus to come into my life. And she said, I said, well, you're going to have to repent and ask Jesus to come into your life at 9 years old. And you know what I told her? You know what, me and her, we had that talk right there in that altar. And she knows what repentance is. Repentance is when you turn, you change. You say, God, I'm sorry for what I'm doing. I want to turn and go a different way. I want to follow You. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I realize that I've not wronged Mama. I've not wronged Daddy. I've not wronged my friends. But I've wronged You, and I ask You to come into my life. That's what she did and asked Jesus. He's not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. If it was up to you and I, that little girl being 9 years old, we wouldn't ask her to repent. We wouldn't ask her to do that. We don't see no wrong in that little 9-year old girl. But you know what tonight? We don't see what God sees. We don't see what God sees when she struck out coming to this altar. Tonight, little Briley, we don't see what God sees in her heart. Tonight, we don't see what God sees. And when Stephen came here, you know what? He wasn't calling them out by name. He was just calling them out. He was just sharing the message that God had laid on his heart. So number one tonight, that message of repentance, even God Himself says, turn around. To turn around. Look with me tonight in Romans 15:4. Same thing Stephen's preaching, that message of repentance. He wants them to turn around. God himself says turn around, but also the scriptures say turn around. Tonight, all the way in the Bible tonight, you're going to find turning around. Romans chapter number 15 and verse number 4 tonight. I want to show you this tonight. Romans chapter number 15 and verse number 4 tonight. If you'll turn with me there. Romans 15 and verse number 4. I got down with little Jenna there Sunday, and man, she had tears flowing down her face, and she was squalling. Listen to me tonight. Tears don't prove repentance. Tears don't prove repentance. But what comes from the mouth proves repentance. From that heart, what she spoke out. But when I went home Sunday, I left my Bible open because of the tears that was on the page. They just wanted to stick together. Listen to me tonight. Coming to the altar, staying 2 minutes, getting up, walking back, chewing your gum, just going back the same way, that's not repentance. That's not repentance. Repentance is there's a change. There's a change. And God himself says, repent. But I want you to know tonight, the scriptures even say repent. Tonight, I believe in the world that we live in, that's what messes me up so many times. I know what to do, but I want to resist the Holy Ghost. I want to be rebellious. I want to do it my way. And when he brings it to my face and puts it right there in my face, I keep going a couple days, sometimes even a month, in the wrong direction. And he's like, here it is. Now, what you going to do about it? And until I get to that place in my life where I have that repentance and I say, Lord God, you're right and I'm wrong. There's a peace. When I do that, there's a peace that comes all over me. Number one is because God himself says repent. But number two is because of scriptures. Is the only time that you repented is when you got saved, you're most men miserable. Sometimes it's daily repentance. Sometimes it's daily repentance. Not only does God himself say repent, but the scriptures say repent. Let me show you this tonight, Romans tonight, chapter number 15. Let me show you this tonight. And I just want to share this tonight. Romans chapter number 15 and verse number 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for your learning. Amen. To learn. That we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So tonight when I learn that scriptures in aforetime, the scriptures tells me what has been written before time, what has been written about repentance, what's been written to do, what's been written that God would get glory, that God would be the one that would move in my life tonight. That's what gives me hope tonight. When I get to that place in my life, the scriptures even say, turn around and get where I need to be through patience and comfort of the scriptures. Tonight when I read these scriptures and they tell me to do something, I get comfort from that. Stephen, even though he knew he was going against the crowd, he was going against the crane, he was going against what had been taught there. He stood up and preached what was supposed to be preached, and he told him to turn it around. He told him the truth. And you know what? He had comfort in that. He had boldness in that. He had confidence in that. He had courage in that. And he had what God would want him to do. Number one tonight, I know God himself says turn it around. Number two, the scriptures tells me to turn it around. But number three, I want you to turn me to John 16, 7 and 8. Here's where he's at. Even the Holy Spirit says turn it around. Even the Holy Spirit says, turn it around. John chapter number 16, 7 and 8. I want to show you this tonight in the scriptures. John 16, 7 and 8. He says, turn it around. Turn it around. Here's what the Bible says in John 16, verse number 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go away, not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit living inside of me. Thank you that he puts that song out. What a friend we have in Jesus. Thank you for the Spirit. I'm just going to treat him in. Oh, no, 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 no. You see, I'm blessed to have the Holy Spirit. But it ain't always a blessing. Huh? You see, hey, the Holy Spirit was there amongst them. And he told them, he said, you're resisting, you're being rebellious against that Spirit of God. Sunday morning, there was people that weren't rebellious. They repented and they got where they needed to be with the Lord. Brother Austin had tears running down his face. Shirt was wet across him. Man, you can hit that guy on the end of the nose. He ain't going to cry. He's more of a fighter than he is a crier. Sister Brittany, you've not seen him cry much in his life, I guarantee you. My wife ain't seen me cry much. There's some of you in here, your wife ain't seen you cry much. And if you start crying, something's wrong. There's something wrong on the inside. And I have been mad enough to cry and leave. Listen to me. When that spirit gets on a man that's being rebellious, it'll do something. When that spirit gets on a woman that's being rebellious and being resisting that spirit and wanting to push it back, have you ever sat there and that heart get to beating? And you get up, you don't say nothing, you walk out, and when you get out and you get in your car, you just beat to death. You've been better off just to done anything, but not do what you did, you knew you were supposed to open your mouth. Have you ever been there? Brother Austin, if you'd walked out Sunday morning without coming to that altar, you'd be in trouble right now. Yes, sir. You say, well, why you call on? See, I couldn't call on Brother Austin like that when he's sitting there before. No, he said, well, he's picking on me. He's judging me. He's picking on me. But I see him, I didn't know what was going on in his life. But I seen a man of God get up Sunday morning, come to this altar with tears running down his face, asking God to do something in his life. Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. What was that? Repentance? Repentance? Who put that in his life? The preacher? Oh, no. The preacher didn't put it in his life. Don't get caught up in preacher repentance now. It won't do you. If you repent to me, it ain't going to do you a bit of good. You'll go back the same way you was. Trust me. I've seen a lot of people that I've saved. And they're still living like the devil. Hell's going to be their home. If I'm the only, hey, listen to me. But I've seen people that got under true Holy Ghost conviction and got saved, truly saved. And there's a change. True repentance. Man, there's a lot of people got, the preacher saved them. That ain't no count. That won't do you a bit of good. That ain't going to last. That ain't going to stand. But I've seen it when people truly got saved and called out. They come to that altar in true repentance. God wanted you to repent. Sunday morning, the Scriptures wanted you to repent. And the Holy Ghost wanted you to repent. He said, preacher, I couldn't have pulled him up if I wanted to. Ain't a log chain big enough to drag him to the altar. But when we give in to the Holy Spirit, listen to me tonight, church. You're the core tonight. I'm talking to you. When you get to where you say, I don't care what nobody thinks. That's what's wrong with churches. I got several revivals booked this year, and that's what I'm going to go into. I know when I get there, before I get there. That's what's wrong with a lot of churches. They're scared of what so-and-so is going to think when they let go and let the Holy Spirit have control of their life. They're scared to death. They're scared to death. If I walk to that altar, somebody's going to think something's wrong. They're going to think something ain't right. They're going to think something. And you know what? It ain't nobody's business what goes on in your life. Just get it right. Turn around, get it right, and keep walking. Tonight, he said this. He said, hey, if I don't go, he won't come. The Comforter won't come. And let's look at the text and see what he says the Comforter will do. Even the Holy Spirit says repent. Look what he says in verse number 8. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin. There he is. And of righteousness. If you're saved in here tonight, you can't live like the world. You have no peace. I can't help you tonight. I ain't nothing I can do about it tonight. If you're saved tonight and you want to live like the devil, you're not going to be able to. You're going to be so miserable, so mad. Why, preacher? Because somebody's living inside of you. Look what he says. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot hear them now. He said that the Holy Spirit of heaven tonight says repent. That's what he's come to do, is to bring repentance to our life, to keep us in that right mode, right mindset, right where we need to be. God himself says turn around. When Peter was preaching, when Stephen was preaching, or any man of God preaches, God himself through that man says, turn around. The Scriptures he teaches says, turn around. The Holy Spirit that's inside of him is telling you to turn around. And can I say to you tonight, Jesus Christ himself says, turn it around. Turn with me to John 14:6. Even Jesus himself says, turn it around. John 14:6. The message of repentance. Look what he says. And Jesus, John 14:6, and Jesus said unto him, I am the way. No confusion. If you're not following Jesus, you're not in the way. You're not where you need to be. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no matter what you got, no matter who you are, there's only one way. There's only one way. It's not a Baptist way. Listen to me tonight. It's only one way. It's a Jesus way. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said tonight, even he said, that he's the way. Tonight, if I'm going to turn around and do what God's called me to do when I get out of line, I've got to go through Jesus. I've said this and I'll say it again. One thing I hate to do when I'm not in the will of God, that's pray. Because I got to pray in the name of Jesus. And you talking about Holy Ghost conviction. Come on, when you got to pray and talk to the Father. Have you ever bowed your head to pray? And when you got to praying, he'll bring something up and you'll overlook it. And you don't want to repent of that. You don't want to ask for forgiveness of that. You don't want to do. You want to hide it. You want to conceal it instead of confess it. And when you get done praying, you say, man, you don't need me praying. You get up and walk out and it's still on your mind, still on your heart, still on you. And until you get to that place where you say, Lord God, I know, yes, I understand. I understand. I ask you to forgive me. And there is a weight that comes off of you, a peace that passes all understanding when you do the will of God. You don't believe me? Turn back with me to the text tonight. Acts tonight, if you'll turn with me there. Turn me back to Acts chapter. Let me show you this tonight. That when you do what God's called you to do, tell them the truth. Just turn around. But he, in verse 55, but he being full of the Holy Ghost looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord, cast him out of the city, and stone him, and the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Tonight, Stephen told the truth. He told what needed to be told. He did what needed to be done. And he did it the way God had called him to do it. Tonight as a church, we can never get away from the place of just telling the truth that people just need to turn around. True Holy Ghost repentance. True repentance in what God has called you to do in your life. When he got there, he come from Acts 7, verse number 1, all the way over to 51. And he is telling them the outline of the Old Testament, basically. He's telling them where they've faltered, where they failed, what they've done wrong. And all the way through that, he sees that they're not willing to change. They're not wanting to turn. They're not wanting to do. And then he gets to that place where in 51, he calls them out. And he said, this is what you've been doing. You've been resisting. You've been rebellious. And you need to repent. I don't know about you in your life, but I know in my life, when I resist it and I've been rebellious, there's only one thing left for me to do, and that is to repent. That's it. That's it. And tonight, as we come tonight, I just think as a pastor, I think as a church, I think as individuals tonight, that the misery when one doesn't get under the control and the authority of the Holy Ghost tonight. I've thought about Sunday morning all week long. I've talked about it. I told them in the prayer room Monday night, we was up there, and all day Monday, I went home Sunday night, man, I was drained. I left here at about one something Sunday. I could have went to bed and slept the next morning. I was drained. I was out. You ever just been out? Man, the Holy Spirit had complete control of me that day at that moment, that hour, same as he did you, same as he did people in this room. Man, just great being on it. And went home Sunday night and went to bed, and Brandy said, hey. And I said, what? She said, you're going to have to quit snoring. And I was like, oh, I will. And I thought, man, it's been a long time since she told me, Sister Cynthia, I thought I done quit snoring, you know? But I hadn't been, listen to me, oh, please listen tonight. I hadn't been resting. I'd been sleeping, but I hadn't been resting. Sunday night when I went home, I had nothing left. When I got in that bed Sunday night, Monday night, I had nothing left. Man, I was in a fog all day Monday. Believe me or not, it don't matter. I'm just telling you. I was in a fog all day Monday. I was alive, moving around, but I was useless. I was just in the Spirit of God all day Monday. And just everywhere we went, I just, this is a bad illustration, but I got to illustrate this way. It's like I had a hangover. Y'all know what I'm talking about when I say hangover. First thing she said when I got up in the morning, she said, "What are you taking?" I said, "Man, some migraine meds. I got a migraine." Why? Instead of resisting the Spirit of God, we obeyed that Spirit. Instead of being rebellious Sunday morning, we was obedient. We was in one accord and asking God to move. Through the book of Acts, you'll see that the church was in one accord, one mind, one accord, and one spirit. And as pastor of this church, if there's one thing I want to always see here, is that we be in one mind, one accord, and one spirit. When we're not that way, what happens Sunday won't happen. It only happens when you're right with the Lord and right where He needs us to be. When I laid down there Sunday night, son, I was out like a light. I wasn't no longer sleeping. I was resting. Tonight, if you're resisting or you're rebellious, just repent. Get your life right. Get right where you need to be. You can be saved and not be living like you need to be. Just get there and say, "Lord Jesus, son, He'll take care of the rest." You be honest with Him, He'll be honest with you. You don't be honest with Him, He'll still be honest with you. Because He said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." Father, I love You and I thank You for this night. I thank You that we're fixing to gather around and pray. Lord, I pray tonight that You move on this tonight. Lord, I pray as we come and we pray tonight, Father, I pray we be in one accord, one mind, one unity tonight. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that the ones that are sick be healed. Father, the ones that's lost loved ones, I pray they get a peace that passes all understanding. I pray they get a comfort tonight like never before. Lord, I pray tonight that You just continue to do what You do. Lord, I love You and I thank You. I thank You for Calvary. I thank You for the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank You for the rest that I've had this week. I thank You for the rest that we've all had. Lord, just basking in Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. Lord, if there's one in here tonight that's struggling, Lord, and they're resisting what You've called them to do and they're being rebellious, I pray tonight they just get to the place where they say, "Lord, I'm tired of that. I repent. I want You to just move on me and use me tonight." Lord, it ain't the preacher that's dealing with that heart. It ain't the preacher. It's the Holy Spirit. Lord, thank You for Him tonight. In Jesus' holy, precious name, all of God's people said, amen.